Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, welcome to your weekend. How the hell goes it? We are Klein Alley Show. This is K-Rock, but you probably already knew that. Perhaps you're a new listener. Maybe you're back for more. Regardless, let's bribe you now. And starting this exact moment at 800-520-1067, and every hour all day long, we will get you four tickets to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles, Southern California's most thrilling water park. And now on select days, get tickets at sixflags.com/Hurricane Harbor LA. Win those tickets from us, Nicole, Kevin Ryder, all day long right here on K-Rock. This hour, Allie, lots to get into. Jake will hop back on the scale. We'll see just how skinny Jake has gotten. When we started this weight loss journey, the guy was north of 200 pounds. Last time we checked, he was somewhere in the 170s. I don't even know how much lower this guy can go, but it's getting out of control. And he looks healthy, feels good, looks good,
I guess.
Svelte.
Thank you.
Also, we will get into a round two of the summer bucket list. We put the first four items on there yesterday. Something Omar does every year with his kids where they try to make sure the summer is not a giant time suck. You actually get some things done. So you look back at the end of August and you go, look at all these things I accomplished over these 2 months. We will add four more things to our show's summer bucket list. That'll be coming up this hour as well. And also a lot of people that had left messages about a variety of topics on the GOAT line, including this one, proving that once and for all, Allie is the ultimate mush. This is when Allie got back from her trip to the Grand Canyon and she made this claim.
Allie mushed us all.
I was nervous to even turn my phone back on because I didn't know what I was coming back to. We were like, for all we know, COVID could have broken out again, like a new COVID, you know.
And it did.
So Allie came back and she made that example. Who knows? Maybe COVID's back in a big way. And now apparently there's a new COVID variant.
Dude, that happens every year.
Ransacking Southern California, but congratulations.
You can't shame me. It's Pride Month.
We can shame you for two more days.
That's true.
And then we'll keep shaming you through June.
Yep.
All right. So there you go. I'm going to pick up call 20 on the flip side of this song. I'm part of the sun. It's Klein Alley Show. We are on K-Rock. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Let's go ahead and make someone's day instantly better. You'll have more chances all day long. So if you don't get through now, don't feel too discouraged. You'll have another shot coming up. Hello, are you saying something out loud, Jay?
I'm just saying, come on, pick me.
Well, guess what? We've picked you.
Awesome. Hell yeah. Thank you so much. Been calling all week.
All right. Well, congratulations. Four tickets coming your way to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. Enjoy. All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy. Have a nice weekend. That's Jay. I like the yelling into the phone. Come on. I made it this far. I got through.
Good self-talk.
I'm on hold. He made it happen. You'll have another chance coming up again soon. I know we got the Jake to get in here in a moment, hop on the scale, and then we will add to our show's summer bucket list. If you have suggestions for things that you would like us to try to accomplish this summer, you can get them to us on the text line now at 800-520-1067. Yesterday, Omar gave us, we must go on a road trip at some point. He says it has to be at least 6 hours, which I think is a weird way to say it. Not like 100 miles, for, you know, 200 miles outside of L.A. Mm-hmm. I would think that giving us a time number is very strange.
Oh, I think it makes sense.
As opposed to a distance.
Six is a lot, but I understand his mentality.
We must all read a book. Anything over 250 pages, I'm out. We have to do something we've never done before, and we have to go skinny dipping at some point.
A lot of people were suggesting another thing to add would be to pierce a part of your body.
I just did that. I'm not doing that again.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We're not. No, we're not adding things to torture Klein again. We'll bleach our hair again.
Bleach hair. Okay.
Do a cold plunge and Big Bear Lake. Right, we'll just do all these things.
We've already done these things, and they count, even though they almost said nothing counts until starting now, starting in June through the summer. So we'll get to that in a moment. Jake, are you going to come in here and hop on the scale?
Yeah.
Jake's, as you know, he's in the middle of this weight loss journey. It started when he realized that he had reached his maximum weight of 205 pounds and climbing. He was wearing these double extra large concert shirts he was buying, and they were stretched out so much that the band Tool looked like it was called Tool. That's how big they were. Now, he's actually wearing a Tool shirt right now in here. It actually fits normal.
You can see the whole band.
You see the whole band name. That's incredible, Jake. You can actually see the name of the band on your shirt. Good for you.
Thank you.
So you also look like you're getting more toned. Are you exercising now, or are you just still...
I was exercising before.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
He's Mr. Push-Up and jumping rope with no jump rope.
Oh, yeah, you're imaginary jump rope guy.
People are asking a serious question from the 818. Impressive, Jake, the weight loss journey, by the way. I'll mention it because Jake forgot to again, Lasara.
Lasara.com.
Is Jake still sweaty or not as much anymore since he lost all the weight?
Great question.
Are you still as sweaty as
you
were?
Same amount of sweat.
Great.
Doesn't solve that problem.
That's a different problem.
Different shot.
That's a different problem.
Can't solve anxiety.
So you're still getting, you're still doing the shot in your own, what, butt? Or is it?
Well, you could do it in the butt, anywhere you have like extra whatever. But I do it in the stomach.
And so you what's going to happen when you have no more fat left? You'll have nowhere left to inject.
I guess that's when I have reached the conclusion of my weight loss journey.
We got to do a graduation for Jake with a really small cap and gown.
Yeah.
And we could throw his menu, one of those takeout menus up in the air or whatever.
Yeah, that's
Jake,
so cute.
It's been very exciting for you. And last time you hopped on the scale, do you remember what your number was?
I believe that was 172-something.
All right, Jake started at close to over 200.
No, over 300.
Over 200. He's down almost 30 pounds.
Yeah.
And by the way, we have not been doing this at very long. I don't know how long this has been, but it feels like a month, a little over.
Like it's maybe not even 2 months yet.
Yeah, definitely feels less than two. Do you have more energy, Jake?
I don't. It's insane.
But you feel good.
Yeah, feel great. Look better.
And you're spending less money on food.
Spending less money on food, and people are doing the same thing. I'm getting like DMs saying people are doing it, and they're having the same results, so it's great.
We got a DM. Vanessa sent it over the weekend. It was a woman, I believe a pretty attractive woman from what I remember, Vanessa, right? And she said that she, like Jake, is on the Lasara journey, and she's lost a bunch of weight, and she would like to date Jake because she finds him attractive.
Correct.
And we moved her from into primary. She's now a primary messenger of the account.
I think we put her in spam.
She's in spam now.
Oh, good. Jake. Great, yeah.
That was the problem. It was too much spam. All right, Jake, you want to hop on this thing? Here we go. Ollie, you want to place your bet? Look at Jake now. You want to guess like we're carnies?
I think I'm going to guess 169.
Oh, you think he's at the hilarious weight of 169?
Yeah.
I don't think he's dropped below 170 yet. No. That would be, hold on, he's hopping on the scale now. It's Jake's weekly weigh-in. He is, oh, wow. That's almost exactly what I, Allie, 170 pounds.
Whoa.
Point two.
He's right on the verge.
He's on the verge. He will be hilarious. Next week, it's going to be hilarious if he gets to 169.
And Klein?
I'm not doing the weight. Why would I do the weight?
Now I'm just curious how much weight you keep gaining.
I ate a 36 ounce steak yesterday. I'm not getting on the scale.
Get on it.
I mean, I'll get on it for comedy's sake, but it's going to be a hot. I'm like afraid of this.
And
now.
I think last time Klein got on the scale, he was, well, when he was at his thinnest, he was at 172, I believe. And then he was back up to like 183 or something. What are you at now?
I don't want to talk about it.
What are you at?
Yeah.
I'm not going the same direction as Jake.
So you're up from 183?
Yeah.
What were you? 185?
Keep going.
No way!
But I have my shoes on.
I can get you a promo code for Lasara.com.
Those are tiny shoes. They don't weigh anything.
It says 187.3.
So you've gained 15 pounds.
Yeah.
You've gained half of what
Jake has lost.
Yeah, feels like it,
cool.
too.
Cool.
Feels like it.
Yeah, well, you
all
can
right.
see it.
No, I don't. Don't use promo code. Remember, they say if you use promo code Klein20, you gain 20 pounds. Use promo code Jake10, you lose a bunch of weight, and you get to save some money as well. All right, Jake, once again, where are you sending people?
Lasara.com. LASARA.com.
Thanks. Jake's never looked better. And I think, to be honest, we're around Jake a lot. He smells better for some reason. I can't figure out why that is, but he smells better.
Yeah.
Come back in a second. We got the bucket list to get to. It's a fun little game Omar plays with his kids. And we'll let you know why Omar made my kid cry like this.
Kid had it coming.
Omar did that to my child. And we'll explain how next. J-Rock, we are Klein-Ally Shows. A lot of words we're not allowed to say on the radio, and they are some of the favorite words of all Americans because for the first time in a long time, we have now beaten England and Australia, and apparently we swear more than any other country, and I don't know how they figured out this total calculation, but I think a lot of it had to do with comments and posts online specifically and how we love swearing more than anyone else. Maybe other countries are more evolved than we are, perhaps. I mean, you look at any airport or any brawl video or any viral video that's going around, usually we can't even play most of those on the show because it's just constant barrage of F-bombs and MF this. And Jake went into the streets to find out what people's favorite curse words were as we celebrate this huge honor in America. And the results are kind of surprising because I would think everyone probably has a favorite word that they like to say and or hear. And people were all over the place, to be honest. This is how it all began with Jake the Nerd in the streets for some street signs.
All right, what's your name?
Randy.
Randy, what's your favorite curse word?
Most everyone's
How come?
Because it's so universal. You can use it with a lot of different instances, right?
So. When's the last time you used it?
About 2 minutes ago when someone did a stupid shot, like, what the
Do you remember the first time you heard it?
Must have been a 4 or 5 year old kid. I think it was mom.
See? Core memory right there. Like, I heard it from his mom, and now that's his favorite curse word, is the F word, I believe, is the one he was saying.
And it's funny, the kid's ability to pick out those words when they can't even really tell what's a swear word and what's not
right.
at that age, but they can tell for some reason that one is more fun to say.
Now, this one's weird because this one I don't even think classifies as a swear word, but this person still says it's their favorite.
What's your name?
Mike, man.
Mike from where?
From Burbank.
Mike, what's your favorite curse word?
No bitch.
No bitch?
Yeah, no bitch.
How come?
I don't know. It just happened from high school. It's just funny, I don't know.
When's the last time you used it?
Last night.
And what was it in reference to, would you say?
My friend talking to me, I told her no bitch.
So that's well said.
Spell it.
Sir.
Use it in a sentence.
But I don't think that, once again, I think he's convinced that...
No bitch is one word.
Is one
As
word.
He swears.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you heard it?
No.
Bitch.
I think actually the first time I said it was at McDonald's when I was like 7th, 8th grade.
And what happened?
My friend was trying to take my burger and said, nah, no bitch.
So, once again, core memory. Guy remembers
it's
it.
Fun. Sticks I'm going to say this more.
That's going to be my word.
That's going to be my word. Thing. It's no bitch.
Wait till he learns it's two different words put together.
Yeah.
And then, of course, this is a crowd favorite. I would argue maybe the funnest word to say.
What's your name?
Dayon.
Dayon from where?
Like nationality or like North Hollywood?
Dayon, what's your favorite curse word?
Motherfucking.
How come?
Just the meaning behind it. I don't know if Samuel L. Jackson has something to do with it, but I just love saying motherfucking. It's a perfect expression when you're angry, happy, I don't know. Say it any way you want. But yeah.
When's the last time you used it?
Today.
When? What'd you say?
Let me see. You ever wipe your ass, but it's nonstop. I was like, mother
Yeah, he makes a good point. It could be really happy, really positive, really angry.
Or
it
just like, that's right. Damn right.
Damn right, MF.
Yeah, so. Or like if you're a fan of a team and they, get touchdown, mother effer is a great word to use.
Being
when
told to by someone you're my MF
yeah.
is maybe the greatest compliment you can receive.
Mm-hmm.
But
better
same,
than a best friend.
Same person can turn that around on you and they can, boy, it can cut hard. And then, of course, it wouldn't be any trip into the streets if Jake did not encounter Joyce, who's apparently dubbed herself Moist Joyce, which is a name that I don't like at all. It makes me want to
it's
gag.
Better than her last nickname, which was Chunky Brewster.
That's true. And she has an answer to this question as well. And I will let you know that before this little 40-second clip ends, Allie, she does break into song.
Oh, my God. I love it. Musical Moist?
I'm going to warn you about that.
Joyce.
Hello. How are you? I missed you.
I missed you, too.
Love being on the radio.
I bet. Yeah, it's good to see you.
Makes me moist. Joyce.
Oh. Moist Joyce, yep. Joyce, what's your favorite curse word?
I guess f***.
How come?
Because I probably use it the most.
When's the last time you used it?
Today.
Yeah, what'd you say?
F*** you, I can't believe you said that.
When's the first time you used it?
Oh, when I was small. But it was also as a curse word, not as a sexual word.
All right, Joyce, anything else you can tell me about your favorite curse word?
Okay, milk, milk, lemonade, round the corner, fudge is made. Stick your finger in the hole and you will get a Tootsie Roll.
Doesn't have the word f*** in it.
No, f*** you.
Well, there you have it. That's Joyce right there.
She's learning quick about Jake.
Yeah, she sure is.
F you.
That's right. Well,
she's turning.
Congratulations, America. We've done it. We now swear more than any other nation. And if any English or British listeners of ours would like to call in and admit defeat for the second time, you can go ahead and let us know that you're okay to turn over that honor. We'll take a quick break. We're back in a moment. We got some Meet the Neighbors to get to. El Cheapo's going to check in on this Thrifty Thursday and more.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
After this. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. One of the downsides of this job is that occasionally it ruins our own personal relationships and our real lives because we bring most of what happens in our real life to this radio show on a daily basis. And you guys say oftentimes you appreciate that because it makes you feel better about what you got going on.
Yeah.
I thought my marriage was bad. Then I heard you guys complaining about your wives. And I realized, oh, you know what? My marriage's not that bad anymore.
That's kind of sad for us, but it's good for you.
Relationships with friends that have changed forever because of this show. Lost some friendships as a result of talking about things that happened on the air. Even if we say we won't say your name, but they know. They find out it's them, and then they get mad at us. And perhaps the relationship that I think hurts the most to have tarnished because of this show is the relationship that we have with our own children.
Well, your relationship with your children
speaking the royal we,
no.
Which means me as something.
That
counts. Omar. Mm. You really, I didn't realize the effect you would have on my kids, but they heard this song.
One of the better songs that Omar has put together.
This is the theme song for Klein's Kids Hate Him, which is when I do pranks on my own kids.
Right, and in what world did they hear this? And what fashion? How come nobody was around to change the channel?
Well...
this goes back on you so quick, man.
I don't know why.
Why aren't you controlling the content?
I don't know why they heard it. I would imagine that...
you don't know why they heard it?
You weren't there?
Well, I think the first time they heard it was actually when they were here in the studio when they were on spring break and I brought them in one day.
Oh, okay. All right.
And Omar felt the need to play them this song.
I did not!
Klein's kids hate him.
Shut up!
Klein's kids hate him.
Give me
Klein's kids hate him, cause he's a bad dad.
It's not okay.
I'll kiss you, bro.
Klein's kids hate him.
Bad boy.
Klein's kids hate him.
Yeah!
Klein's kids hate him, cause he's a bad dad.
What?
I want this on your radio. I do not want to do the same on your radio.
You are crazy, Dad.
So...
listen to that.
The problem with the song.
They hate you, man.
The problem with the song, Omar, is that my older daughter thinks it's great, and she sings it all the time.
She was. I remember seeing her reaction when she listened to it for the first time, and she thought it was hilarious.
I will see her. She's back and forth in her in the house singing either Sabrina Carpenter or Klein's Kids Hate Him. And sometimes she just flips on a dime. She'll go, you know, Pink Pony Club. And then she's like, Klein's Kids Hate Him.
Stupid man.
And then my other kid, it makes her so sad because she wanted to remind me that she doesn't hate me.
She's the softy.
And this was her.
Wait. Which one's the one that punched you in the nuts the other day?
This one.
The
okay.
One.
All right.
The softy. Yeah, she punched me right in the nuts. And that wasn't funny. Uh-huh. And this was her reacting to the other one singing Klein's Kids Hate Him.
She's so...
Well, what do you want to say to the guy who wrote that song?
I don't know.
His name's Omar.
So where is he?
Hey!
Oh, man, she needs some new nuts to kick.
Yeah, she wants to kick my ass, huh?
She went from crying to like, so where is that guy?
Where is he?
Yeah. His name's Omar.
So where is he?
He's at his house now with his kids.
Say he's dumb because he wrote that.
No.
I'm so sorry you're crying.
He's a butthead.
Hey, do you want me to not play that song anymore?
No. Only when I'm not here.
Yeah, I know you love me.
I don't like that song.
Because you love me.
Yeah.
See that? There's confidence.
Right.
It's conviction right there. She loves me. There's
That's
proof.
That's really sweet.
So, is it their time of the month or something? Or
probably.
I love that the older one's like, why are you crying?
Yeah.
I did turn the thermostat up a few degrees so I could see them being all cranky. Come back, wrap up the show, do some takeaways, get into the weekend next. All right, we'll get to the weekend song as we officially get into the weekend together. Well, before we do that, some takeaways from today's show and all things that happened this week. This was the week of the Molly Mom. Let's not forget that. Some of the many things that were covered this week on the show. If you'd like to join us for takeaways, 800-520-1067. Text them to us next week. I don't even know how much of this stuff we're allowed to talk about yet, but we just locked in what we're giving away for Father's Day. It's pretty great. Can't wait to start talking about that. That'll be soon enough. And next week, we got tickets to all sorts of things happening. I'm sure we'll tell you about them over the weekend on K-Rock, or you can follow us on the Instagram in the meantime at Klein Alley Show. All right, takeaways from today's show, and then we officially say goodbye.
All right. 562, my takeaway is knock three times at the tofu store.
That means it's jewelry. We learned that earlier in the show.
818, my takeaway is Klein's favorite text to get is a man offering his meat. Happy Pride Month, by the way. 909, my takeaway is there's nothing gayer than reading a book.
Yep.
310, one of the alcoholism C words is constipation.
Yeah, we did learn that during Johnny Doesn't Know.
And 310, my takeaway is bourbon is a pirate's drink.
Yeah, good job, bourbon. Good
and
job, pirates.
818, my takeaway is Klein Alley Show is the show where children can speak openly about their racks.
Yeah, this guy's no longer going to listen to the show because of Vanessa, but...
Yeah, I'm calling with a complaint. This show is, you know, really gotten disgusting. I was on board with everything until you had Vanessa, who is clearly a minor, start talking about racks. That's just not okay. That's just, you know, she's a child. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I agree. We crossed the line. And we asked Vanessa, stop spelling about your favorite body part. It was not the show for that, okay?
She won't stop.
M-Y-R-A-C-K. My rack.
I'm proud.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't chime in when we had that speller on with us earlier today. That would be a good opportunity. One of them spelling kids was on with us today. And Vanessa could have showed off her skills, but she didn't do it. All right, your takeaway, Jake the Nerd.
Allie! She got $500.
Yep.
She's gonna give it to you and she's gonna be real sad.
This was the song.
Addie. She knows the news. But she's giving us the blues. Because her fingers got blues.
Beautiful song. And today Allie did offer to give someone $500, but they unfortunately could not beat her, and Allie knows the news.
Yeah.
The return of $500 Fridays next week. We'll have to figure out if that ever comes back. Allie, you got a takeaway from today's show?
My takeaway is that K-Rock is a tough word to spell.
K-R-O-C-K, K-Rock.
Yeah, that was one of those kids that should have been. I mean, he's the best speller in all of Southern California. He could even spell K-Rock, so go figure. Omar, takeaway?
My takeaway is that if you put a sticker on it, it's as good as new.
That's right. All you got to do is put that sticker back, and it's like new to you. Have a great weekend. We'll do it next week. Try to do it better. In the meantime, Here is your weekend song. If you're driving anywhere right now, windows down, volume up. Let the world know that you are celebrating the weekend is back.
I love the hot dog, but I love the ham dog.
Oh, baby, gonna get down, down tonight.
Let's get high.
It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday, Thursday. Forget that noise. Are you ready for the weekend?
That'd be sick.
Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, we're excited. Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
Bitch.
Poquino bacana.
Oh, California.
Okay, volleyball. Ow.
Hit the beach or hit the mall. Go out with friends, do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go.
Cut up, Maria. Show me some of that Spanish dancing. Pass me a bottle, Mr. Jones.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.